And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to the YouTube page. Make sure you also follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, the Sean Green Show. Everything is there. Podcasts, news, photos, video, everything is there. One thing I definitely want to talk about, we talked about this last week. We talked about the serious side of Ebola. And a lot of people were directing me to this story about the Ebola plush toys and how they were selling like hotcakes. And I went to the website, giantmicrobes.com, and to my surprise, there were tons of stuff on there that I did not know about. And I have to get this guy on, Drew Oliver, the founder and CEO of Giant Microbes Incorporated. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Sean. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I'm looking forward to talking about Giant Microbes. We've certainly been in the press a lot recently, but the company's been around for a long time, and it was started originally as a way to teach small children about washing their hands, actually. We started by making the common cold, stomach ache, sore throat, and flu dolls, things that are not quite as scary as Ebola, but still very important health dolls, and the idea was to be educational, but in a way that would grab people's attention. And then as the company grew, of course, we added a lot more dolls. And we've actually sold the Ebola doll for many years. Ebola's been around since 1976, but it hasn't gotten a lot of attention until recently. And now, of course, everybody's talking about it because it is a very dangerous disease. And one of the purposes of our dolls is to create awareness for these diseases so that people do pay attention to them and hopefully find vaccines.
Yeah, and one of the things I definitely want to ask you is I know some companies go you know and they do books or they may do cars and you decide to do plush. With it being a plush doll, do you feel that it may make them a little less dangerous and make kids think, hey, it's not so bad, it's a plush doll? Do you think about that or do you get your point across when you sell these products? Because, I mean, I love it. I love the whole idea of it.
Yeah, no, it's not to make it seem less scary, but it's to make it seem more under control. When something is only in your imagination and you've read about it and you really don't know what it is, that is really scary. But when you can see it, even if it's something very dangerous, it lets you say, okay, I can learn about that. I can learn how to protect myself. I can learn about where it is. You know, obviously, if you're in West Africa, that's a very dangerous place to be now. But if you're a normal person living in America and you're not in one of the hospitals that's, treating this directly, you're at very low risk at the moment. And so you don't want to get too scared just because you're reading a lot of news about it. And I think we contribute to that, sense of, understanding.
Yeah, and as far as the kids, I mean, what age group are you trying to reach when you make these? Are you gearing more towards the kids, or are you going towards like preteens and teens?
Well, they are designed to be approachable by everybody. Plush is a very, you know, approachable, warm fabric. But, of course, some of the dolls are more directly targeted at younger children, like the common cold and things like that. Sore throats, those are things a lot of kids get in school, and they've got to stay home. And whereas things like this, I mean, these are certainly more adult topics that aren't necessarily appropriate for young children, but certainly preteens and anybody who's aware of the news can benefit.
Now, with the news being so prominent with Ebola, has there been any pushback with people saying, hey, you really shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be profiting off let's say, tragedy? Has there been people that came out and say, hey, why don't you, tone it down a bit?
Not really, because, I mean, we're really an educational learning company, and so we are trying to tell people about, you know, the real situation, and any more than a news story or a textbook in school, they're not profiting about medical situations. They're trying to do something about it, and I think that we're in the same category. Obviously, we're not trying to give anybody a medical degree, but the greater the awareness, the more public attention is put on not just Ebola, but any number of medical issues. That's a public service, so I think we're contributing to that, and basically that's what people have seen. As I said, the company's been around for almost 15 years, and so this isn't something we rushed out on the market to try to take advantage of a tragedy. This is something that we've been working on for a long time and trying to make a positive contribution.
And there you have it, Drew Oliver, founder and CEO of Giant Microbes, Inc., giantmicrobes.com. Make sure you go there, check it out. It's a lot of cool stuff there. If you want to order anything off giantmicrobes.com, it's 1-877-MICROBE. That's 1-877-MICROBE. Make sure you go there. I'm telling all my listeners to go there right now. Check it out. It's a lot of cool stuff there. I'm not kidding. Drew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll be back right after this.